Here in Australia, a Muslim student leader says that if the federal government is serious about fighting homegrown terrorism, it must invest more.
Moderate imams are on the front line in efforts to stop Muslims in Australia from being seduced by extremism. Many involved in this effort say the influence of more Australian-born Islamic leaders could be helpful. Karanda Sayet, who publishes an Islamic newspaper in Sydney, says the practice of importing clerics from abroad is outdated.
Unfortunately, we are still reverting to getting people who are probably in their sort of late, you know, middle-aged imams who have hardened ideas about life, and it's very hard to change them when they come to Australia. It's, you know, a total culture clash. And so that's the problem. We've got people here coming from overseas not understanding the mentality of Australia. So it's really important that we do get these people who are homegrown.
Ideas to increase the number of Australian-born clerics include setting up a seminary or encouraging mosques to set up in-house training courses.
Thirty-three-year-old
Haisam Farash is one of a rare breed. Born in Australia, he's the imam at one of Sydney's biggest mosques. While he appreciates the wisdom of the foreign clerics, he believes that many lack a true understanding of Australian values and culture.
They memorize the whole Quran, and they learn all the body of jurisprudence and all the different traditions and the different teachings of Islam. So they come with a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of experience. There is also a period of trying to understand what's going on in the community. And when they come here, generally, the imams and the scholars, they come into their own communities. And so there's a sense that they haven't actually hit the mainstream of Australian society.
Tackle 10 out on the goal line. They go the short side again, Queensland. The ball's loose on the ground, picked up across on the far side.
Farash lists surfing and rugby as his hobbies, which newspaper publisher Sayet says enhances his ability to connect with young Muslims.
That's worth its weight in gold. To find someone who can relate to someone else about sport or understand the politics of this country, be able to talk about what young kids want to talk about, music and fashions and cars, that's really important. Our older imams can't do that.
There are about 350,000 Muslims in Australia. It's a diverse community, with many immigrant members from as far away as Africa, Indonesia, Pakistan and the Middle East. Traditionally, imams have been imported, but many don't speak fluent English. This caused big problems for the former Mufti of Australia, Sheikh Taj al-Din al-Hilali. He sparked outrage when, in a sermon, he likened immodestly dressed women to uncovered meat who invited sexual assault. The Sheikh was roundly condemned, but claimed his remarks made in Arabic had been misinterpreted and taken out of context. The new leader of Australia's Muslims, Lebanese-born Sheikh Femi Naji al-Imam, says his predecessor was treated unfairly.
I don't know if the Mufti Hilali was addressing the Australian girls or women in particular. Because when he talked about this, he was talking to the Muslim community inside the mosque in a sermon. So maybe he wanted to advise the Muslim community not to do the same thing, expose themselves to the sun, maybe because possible skin cancer in the future, things like that. Who knows? He was misunderstood all the time.
Abdu Walid is an American cleric employed by Sydney's Turkish community. He's a convert to Islam and believes that foreign-born religious leaders with a good grasp of English do have a positive part to play here. He says he has few problems connecting with his congregation.
I studied overseas in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia, and I studied traditionally. The books I read, and all these people have read themselves, the texts on theology that I've read, they've read themselves. But of course, my background is different culturally, and I am different in that way, and therefore I bring that into my reading also. For example, as you saw today as I spoke, you know, I didn't quote anything that they probably never heard before, those verses of the Quran or those narrations, but how I put them together and the message I wanted to give, they probably not heard that way though.
There are signs that the message from Islamic teachers, whether homegrown or from overseas, is a calming influence on many young Australian Muslims. Haisam Farash believes that during these troubled times, marked by recent bomb plots in Britain and continued unrest in the Middle East, many are seeking enlightenment.
In fact, the spirit is the most important thing. And so people, they're starting to realise that. And then once they start to realise that, then they go on that search. And I went on that search looking for what made me content and what made me relaxed and what made me at peace. And I think people are searching for that. And all the turmoil that's going on in the world is only, I think, pushing people more towards that, that people are asking questions that they wouldn't have asked maybe 10 years ago.
Australia's Muslims say their brand of Islam is inherently more relaxed and moderate than the traditions found in the Middle East or Europe. They point to the country's easygoing lifestyle and believe it rubs off on their religious practices. For some, it's a reason to persuade the mosques to nurture homegrown talent rather than import imams from abroad. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.